Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you so, so very much. I've got a very, very important show for all of you today. Hi, Benny. Hi, Jamie. How are you both today? Joined by two amazing producers.
Howdy, howdy.
All right. Shout out. I got to do like aloha, mahalo. Thank you for Tokyo Olympic People Committee for moving the surfing event up so that our fantastic Hawaiian woman surfer can finally ride the big waves and read the gold and win the gold. So that was her making that day one, that day, like a new day for her. None of the small waves anymore. Making today day one of the rest of your life. This is what I mean by how things shift and change. My special guest today is Joan Marlowe. We're going to talk about day one. Make today day one of the rest of your life. How do we make those adjustments? How do we step into the world? If you know Joan, you listen to her show, fantastic, right? When I think about healing, you can think about it in a lot of ways, but think about it peacefully. That's Joan. That's her purpose, her passion is to help all of us enhance our health and well-being. So what we're talking about when we say health and then well-being are all of those things that go on within our lives, joy, happiness, purpose. And a lot of times in wellness, they are left out because well-being has more to do with our mental state and our emotional state. And boy, thank you, Joan, for taking that on. Today, we are going to learn from Joan about how to do this, but more importantly, how to live it. Joan, it's great to have you.
Well, I am thrilled to be here, Dr. Pat. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm very, very honored. And congratulations to that Hawaiian surfer. And, you know, that's a plus for her, for women, for all of it. And again, she really is stepping into her power, and that's important. And this is truly the first day of her life. And
well,
it's taken many, many years of practice, et cetera, to get there. Yeah.
Carissa Moore, just to be clear, Carissa Moore. And what I love about it is that this is an incident, from what I understand, where they move the schedule up because they were having these typhoon things going on. And up to that point, she has been riding waves that don't look anything like the waves in Hawaii, right? Hawaii, nothing like it. But when that happened, she had to make that her day one, right? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what it is that's been on your radar, what it is you're on the pulse of in talking with people and in folks telling you what is really going on in their psyche now.
Let me start out by talking a little bit, something that's been on my radar for a very long time related to the pandemic. When we were in the pandemic, we started hearing about, you know, what are you going to take with you when you get out? What is your quote unquote new normal word we want to look at? We want to look at what your next normal is going to be. Next normal is a phrase that was in every industry under the sun. So they talk about all kinds of things that organizations need to do to be resilient and to grow and go forward. Well, how they define this is, and again, as I speak to people, I'm sure you speak to people as well, when we talk about what our life is now, we refer to life as before COVID, or pre-pandemic, or we remembered things in 2019. 2020 is a blur. And now, as we are looking at this reemergence, and now we are looking at trying to create a life that is going to be different in some way, shape, or form. And McKinsey calls it, again, the pre-COVID, and then they're also looking at what it's going, the post-viral era is what they're calling it. And they are saying, and I fully agree, because everything I'm reading, and again, the people that I speak to, because people are my elixir. They are my magic elixir. They keep me going and growing. What they're saying is that I'm trying to hold on to the old and I can't. It keeps slipping away from me. And I am not the same person I was.
Yeah, I mean, we're not the same people. And this has affected all of us in so many ways. You know, I was talking this morning.
So we need
Yep. And what I want to do is I want to take a very, very short break. And when we come back, I want to talk about how this is playing out in all of the headlines, because what you're on to is something very hot, very important. Mm-hmm. We are trying to get back to what people have called our normal, and it isn't the same. And we are just not getting it. And, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine a few minutes ago, Joan, and we were talking, he wrote a book about, you know, 100 of the worst ideas in history. And I said to him, when you write your next book, can you please include this one? And here it is. We treated this Olympics for the United States of America like other Olympics. We did not prepare for our athletes who were so close to their family every game. My personal opinion, every athlete at this Olympic needed a coach, someone to work with them, to stay with them on their emotional, on their mental, and on their collective well-being. And we missed the boat. When we come back, how many of us, Joan, are not realizing we need that kind of support now, right? Joan Marlowe, everybody, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit carrienail.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Joan Marler joining me here today. Peacefullyhealing.com. Check it out. Peacefully Healing. Look, there's a day one program that she has launched. And it's so important to really look at this, Joan. And you and I were talking during the break. One of the things I was saying is, you know, if you are an athlete, you know that whatever you did yesterday cannot count in what you do today. And we're looking at something in the world that we are thinking, and I'm telling you, it's happening in organizations. They're saying, just come back to work. Just come back. Come on. Come back to like what you did. Come back to your desk. Do the 9 to 5. I own a company and I can't even manage this company this way. I mean, I'm looking at what do people really need to work? How can I take one of my folks and put them on 410? So we're really thinking about this, but I think we're about to miss the boat. Tell us about day one, your introspective view of it and what you're doing to help people, Joe.
That's a great question. Again, I mean, this is my bailiwick. And again, it drives me nuts when people think they're going to go back to normal. I did have the opportunity over the past couple of weeks to do my first in-person presentation. We're actually allowed to take off our masks and whatever. And watching people's faces, and what I was talking about is basically this whole day one thing and talking about this reemergence and the fact that it is not over yet. And we've got to be aware. We constantly have to observe what's going on with ourselves and doing simple little things. For me, it's even, I mean, I'm by myself. I lived in my house with my cat for many, many, many months. And the first ventures out were a big thing. And even now, venturing out, even spending time away from my home, going away for a weekend and seeing what that felt, trying to jump in and say, here we are, but it's not the same. People are experiencing lots of emotional roller coasters. They're exhausted. Everybody's exhausted there because their adrenals have been on high alert for a year. We have been on fight, flight, freeze for a year. We did a free fall starting on whatever that magical day was in March, when we were told to literally go to your rooms and think about what you've done. That's how I refer to it, sort of like when we were kids, go to your room and think about what you've done. And we actually call it, I mean, it's a phrase that's been coined now that is talking about forced introspection. So in that forced introspection, we had time on our hands. Most of us had time on our hands. Unfortunately, you had the other side where you had moms and dads or single moms and dads who might have been welcoming four kids now that had to be schooled at home. Plus, they were trying to handle their jobs. So their forced introspection was very, very different. They were on a survival trail. So we've got the two sides. So let's talk about us that had our moments of quiet. And I am sure that we went back and reflect is a starting point to moving forward. Going back and looking at the decisions that you've made, the choices that you've made. Were they good? Were they bad? Were they indifferent? Who knows? And again, you can't go back. However, you can then put new thinking in place to say, if I had known then what I know now, what would I have done? To sort of prepare yourself. And this is sort of like what I'm doing with this day one program. This day one program is taking the pieces and parts of what we know to be true about ourselves. And what we're doing is we're literally recalibrating it, re-engineering it, reinventing it to decide what doesn't serve our greatest and highest good. We have to let it go. Our belief system that we went into the pandemic with might be very, very different than our belief system coming out.
And I will tell you this, and I want you to comment on this. So I'm very excited about the program, the day one program. I am so excited, Joan, that you're doing this. I can't even tell you. I'm just like jumping up and down because even me with all the tools I have, man, I'm telling you, it is an effort to readjust a lifestyle. You know, it's an effort to really look and say, look, how do I do it? And one of the things I love about the program, and please talk about it, is that we have to have a way to take it one step at a time, even though we may be getting everything thrown at us at once. Talk about, you know, the program. I know what inspired you to create it, but also, you know, you're looking at creating a program where you're helping people with new beginnings every day. I think it's fantastic. Tell us about it, but don't forget to tell folks how they can be part of it too.
Sure, sure. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. And again, I mean, what you just shared is a lot of information. Again, we've got the humanism of being human, and we are set in our ways. And again, the pandemic sort of shook us up a little bit, and either we got deeper into our ways or I decided that I'm either an introverted extrovert or an extroverted introvert. I wasn't sure which end of the spectrum I was on, but I learned a lot about myself. And I honor those things that I learned. And I, because I am who I am, I've taken the time to look at that. Through the day one program, I want people to go in and explore those things that they saw home and looking at it with a new perspective, putting a new, taking a, or maybe I will get to me, doesn't see me. So again, we pull out all these things that we might not have looked at in the same way, because it's all of us have a perspective, and some of us have had a shift. What I'm seeing out there is I'm seeing people that are making choices to leave industries that they've been in their entire lives because either the industry failed them or because they decided that there's something more out there and they need to quote unquote, start living their life.
Yeah. I mean, can we talk about this?
I have somebody in my life right now that couldn't work from home. She doesn't want to go home. She doesn't want to go to work. She wants to be able to stay home and work because she's more productive.
Yeah. Look, how do we navigate these waters? Because what we're talking about is, you know, once upon a time, we learned how to navigate the waters of our lives. We really did. We've become quite masterful at it. I speak to a lot of people, and what I know is they are quite, you know, they have done it. They are really doing it. This day one that you're creating is enabling us to learn a new navigation system, isn't it?
It's a means to look at what you honor about yourself, because in so many, even looking at the impact of social media and how many times you're morphed into something that you're seeing somebody else living in social media. Social media has been a huge influencer in this process. Many people have left social media because they've now decided that that's not serving their greatest and highest good. They are figuring out who they want to be right now. And this day one program allows them to do that in a safe environment. The choices are, I mean, I've got a variety of choices. What makes a day one program different? It's a variety of choices. Number one, someone can choose to work one-on-one with me, and it's an intensive program. So when I'm looking for a commitment of 3 months, and in this 90-day period of time, we are going to create this change for you. So you can choose to work with me one-on-one. You can also choose to work in a small group, and you can create your own small group. The small group could be a mother and a daughter, or a mother and two daughters, or a family unit, or it could be a business that has a couple of partners, or it could be a new business that's just starting out and saying, we think we've got the right ideas, but what does this really mean to us? Or you could come to me because I have people that are joining. I could do mastermind kinds of exercises, not going to be your typical exercises. You might find that, or your typical coaching exercises, you might find that I am making much stronger considerations to have you look outside the box. Once I sense that I can be the wind beneath your wings and help you launch. And again, there is no fear of failure. And even when I, you know, listening to your jingle, your promo in the beginning, where it says, what would you do if you knew you wouldn't fail, if you couldn't fail? That's ideal. And that's what I want people to look at. I want people to look at the fact that with everything that happened through our pandemic process, we have been given all these gifts to keep moving forward and to keep doing things differently. We are giving another chance. However, we also have to honor things like our resilience, our ability to move on a dime. I mean, we have to be able to be agile. We can't be in this solo way of doing things. We also have to learn how to ask for help. And many of us don't do that well. And that's all going to be part of this program. So it's going to be, as you talk about that health and that well-being, and well-being also encompasses more than just what you do in your job. It also looks at all that wheel of looking at your family, your spiritual side, your financial side, all those pieces of who you are. People looking at their bodies now, I mean, they joke about, you know, holding their extra COVID-19. Well, people are now saying, I need to take care of that. And they're learning from what their mistakes were about making those trips to the refrigerator or the cabinet or whatever. And yet you also had other people that were eating the cleanest and the healthiest they possibly could because there weren't any distractions. And now, how do you enter back into a world that has some of these distractions and some of these things that pull you off task? So day one is to help you get comfortable with you. And it's all about the you. You, again, everywhere you go, you are. And you've got to be happy with the person that you're seeing in the mirror. And we'll do mirror work as well, having those conversations with the mirror. And what is that mirror telling back to you? You know, what's going on up here as far as those negative comments and conversations? Wipe them clean and let's start them back off in a positive. So those are, and then I also have large groups. So if in a large group can be a max of six people. So again, they could be complete strangers that you develop this relationship with and learn how to navigate your way through that, because so many social anxiety is at the highest level it has been in ages because of the fact that we were sent to our rooms and now we're back out there. Now we look and we see some people with masks, some people without masks. Are they vaccinated? Are they not vaccinated? And we also have people that are now saying, I'm only inviting vaccinated people to my house. So we have so many things that are coming down the pipe for us. And how are we going to navigate through those pieces and parts? Who do you want to be for yourself? And what is that strong belief system?
Yeah, I think one of the things that you're really hitting on really is the key to my comment about the Olympics. Here you and I talking about every day, just the fact, right, that we are really trying to navigate just the mask wearing waters. And by the way, you know, those are new guidelines that come out. Can you imagine being a champion and being in an environment where you have the pressure of what you're doing? Now, I want to talk about this because we're all champions. You know, if you are the breadwinner, or if you're somebody with a career, or if you're somebody out there, you know, you are a champion of your life, and you don't have to be an Olympian to realize that, man, you're going through some stuff and you just don't have the support you need. Now, that's part of why you're doing it. Because you know what it's like to navigate through change, and so do I. Isn't that why you're putting this together?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, one of the mysteries that I always wondered about when you talk about, you know, where this whole inspiration came from, the inspiration came from what happens to us as a new year approaches. January 1 is going to be the next turn of the calendar. What do? We start making resolutions. Why do we only make resolutions on January 1 that then fall away by January 9th, January 15th, maybe February 1st? And for years, I have said, make your day one of your new year, whatever day you want it to be, May 13th, July 12th, who cares? Because it's all about honoring you. It's not following the tribe. It's not following the gang. It's navigating and finding your own way of doing it and then being happy with it and not doing this, looking over each shoulder to see who might be following you, who might be judging you, et cetera. We're getting rid of all of that. We're getting rid of all of that. And that's what day one is also hoping to help. What I'm hoping will also help people do is, again, feel strong, feel resilient, feel powerful in their own personage. And like you said, we are all champions, and we don't always treat ourselves as champions.
Yeah. You know, look, I went through this, I don't know how many months, come on, 18 feels longer, but I made some decisions because I was not able to go out and do the things that I wanted to do. And I made those adjustments. And, you know, even making those adjustments and getting two new knees, you know, when the healing process starts to slow down and you take a look at yourself, you have to say, well, wait a minute. I mean, I had to draw a line in the sand with my doctors because I was like, I don't understand what's going on with my body, but I don't think these medications are working. Are you going to help people make those decisions, Joan? Because that's really too what we need. And thank you for today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for this amazing opportunity. And I'm thrilled to be here. And I'm thrilled, you know, speaking about this program, because I really do. And again, as the days go on and I keep meeting and having these conversations that weren't planned conversations. Yeah. They could be acquaintances. They could be strangers. And that's where I go, I'm onto something. This thing is going to work. So yes, I'm going to help now, because people have got to believe in themselves, and they've lost that piece because pre-pandemic, we were living we were living life. We weren't thinking about anything. So my goal is to help, and even in my regular coaching programs and everything that I do, my education classes and whatever, it's all about having people do observations of themselves. Where are they right now? noticing, and I use the acronym STOP all the time, S-T-O-P, which physically actually means stopping, taking a breath to gain that centering, observe what's happening. Are your hands clenched? Is your neck tight? Is your stomach going, rawr, what's going on? Observe it, acknowledge it, don't tell a story about it. Take another breath and just proceed on with your day with that little bit of information. And then what are you going to look at as you go through a day and look at those different observations? What did you learn about the day? Did you learn that someone that you're having conversations yeah. with happens to be an energy vampire and sucking you dry? Is it something that you're eating that you aren't supposed to be eating because your body's going,
Or maybe it's all the above.
Got it. Unease, dis-ease.
I think it's all the above. Joan, thank you so much for today.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Dr. Pat. And thank you so much for this opportunity.
You bet. Everyone, please, day one, let's do it. We'll be right back.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.